Good afternoon and welcome to another edition, finally, of In You All Along here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Lots of great music, lots of great stuff to tell you about, so stay tuned and enjoy this exciting hour.
Shared childhood stories. that still circle round my head. But now my back has gotten sore, and my heart cries out for more, for someone that can't love me back, can't love me for no reason. If you look to the trees, you will find what you seek. You will find what you seek without searching. For we break and we mend, and we break then we end. When we break, is it for no reason? No reason. What you seek, you will find what you seek without searching. For we break and we mend and we break, then we end. When we break, is it for no reason?
Thank you. ended up leaving with someone new. In the middle of the afternoon, all over town. You know they come around, they come, they really like my style.
Have your answer yet? As we listen here to the match game Think Music from Score Productions from all the way back in 1973, possibly my favorite piece of game show music. He was tuned into his radio, which made him forget to turn off his blank. Get the correct answer, you can drop by the DJ chat at WMFO.org. There is, in fact, a DJ chat line, chat room, chat board, whatever you want to call it. You can go in there and send me messages, good, bad, complaint, contempt, criticism, all that stuff. Drop on by. We'd love to hear from you no matter what. Anyway, I've got so much to tell you, and I already started late, so I should really just kind of get on the ball here and start catching up. Someone turned the lights off in here, and it's kind of so relaxing. I don't want to turn them back on, but I feel so lackadaisical with them off. What am I to do? I'm going to tell you that we just heard from Eddie Japan with a brand new one. Well, the Dandy of Suburbia, which is I think was on another EP, but was just released on a brand new album that came out today. Today here at thanks caller, but you're gonna have to stop calling right now until I get off this mic, because everybody can hear you now because the phone is somehow turned up. Thank you very much. Anyway, Eddie Japan album came out today. They are the reason I played Eddie Japan was not only that, but because those guys are, in fact, the special guest at next Saturday's Rock and Roll Rumble Finals, happening at Sonia on Brookline Street in Cambridge, with Run the Night, the Chelsea Curve, and One Fall. One of those three bands will be the big winner. I didn't want to play favorites, so instead I played the special guest, Eddie Japan, who won in 2013. The Rumble is back, ladies and gentlemen. Big moment for Boston rock and roll scene. So get on down there and be part of the final action. Prior to that, we heard from Relier from New York with Camille from 2018's Brazilian Kickflip. Before that, we heard from our own local Elisa Amador with For No Reason off of 2018's Salt. I played you that to tell you that Elisa Amador will be playing with like 50 other acts in the Town and the City Festival, which is going on tonight and tomorrow up in Lowell. Such an amazing, amazing festival. I mean, this is like the names in here are Ally McGurk, Ariel Strasser, Buffalo Tom, Crow Follow, so many great bands. You can go right there and look on their website and see them. Future Teens, Hilken Mancini, Jen Kearney, Girl with a Hawk. I'm telling you, I'm just scrolling here and I don't even know. I'm not going myself because I got other things going on. Robin Lane, Rusty Mullet, Senseless Optimism. Man, go see Senseless Optimism. Tiffy, a lot of bands you've seen here. Heard here on WMFO, Vapors of Morphine. Anyway, all over Lowell tonight and tomorrow. We opened up that set with Pedro the Lion with Indian Summer off of 2002's album Control. Oh my God, is that a good album? And oh my God, are you in for a treat on Monday when Pedro the Lion plays at the Sinclair and plays all of Control, as well as the entirety of the album It's Hard to Find a Friend. Those are two albums that I love to death. And man, just go find me there. I'm the guy with a big grin on my face that's just looking like he's having the time of his life. Anyway, okay, like I said, more to do, more to talk about. In fact, we've got a lot to talk about here about our own hometown of Medford. Lots going on in Medford, but more on that after this. Thank you.
Okay, so you've described the oral bio-survival circuit as...
Which has the two polarities, infophilia and infophobia, so everybody's on a spectrum somewhere along that line, depending on their early experience.
Between the world is a safe place and
the world is a terrible place. Those are the extremes. There's lots of places in between. You can imprint that this neighborhood is safe, but all other neighborhoods are dangerous. Just think of it as a line. At one end is total infophilia. You're continually looking for no information about everything, and you're continually deliriously happy about the no, no matter what it is. Oh, a new atomic plant. Hey, that sounds groovy. New pesticides, yeah. And then the other end is the total infophobia. It's new, it's evil, it's dangerous. We don't want it. We're not going to take that goddamn vaccination. We'll have the witch doctor do a spell and cure the disease that way, you know, and so on. Somewhere on that spectrum between infophilia and infophobia. And then according to Leary, we shouldn't be stuck in one place. We should be able to move depending on the evidence.
But the standard science would say that once we have that imprint, that's where we're stuck.
Yeah. And I think that's pretty true, except I think that Leary is right. You can change the imprints, and not just with LSD. There are other ways of changing the imprints.
So what's the second circuit?
The second circuit is the anal territorial circuit. All mammals mark their territories by excretions. When you take your dog out for a walk, the dog pees on a dozen different places. That's not because they don't have bladder control, it's because they have exquisite bladder control. What they're doing is marking a territory. If you made a map of the neighborhood and marked the places that the dog pees, that's the territory that dog is claiming. If he sniffs another dog's urine on a part of his territory, he'll pee there extra long to reiterate his claim to that territory. All mammals do this. As Timothy said in one of his more whimsical moments, the only intelligent way to discuss politics is on all fours. Because it's all about territorial squabbles. Who's in charge around this habitat? And the anal territorial circuit is a sort of an up-down at right angles to the forward-back of the oral biosurvival circuit. You're either at the top of the hierarchy and claim most of the territory. You're at the bottom and don't have any territory. You just take directions from those above you, and you're somewhere in between. When you put these two axes together, the right-left and oral biosurvival circuit and the up-down anal territorial circuit, you get the Leary interpersonal grid and divide it into four parts. In interpersonal diagnosis, he divides it into 64 parts. It depends on how much precision you need in diagnosis. By the time you started to walk around the house and meddle in family politics and struggle with your siblings and your parents for how important you're going to be in the hierarchy, and you find out where you fit in, you find out who you can bully and who can bully you, and who you gotta submit to and who you can dominate, and so on, you got this skill. new, but you feel very insecure, and you're always looking for somebody to give you orders and tell you what to do. That's the quadrant that Leary put himself in when he was tested by the California prison system, so they put him in a bit of obscurity. And then there's the hostile strength, which is dominant, but not friendly. It's dominant, and some might say distinct, leaning toward the egotistic and the narcissistic. And that's tends to be conservative. This type of power is afraid to show itself. It needs to dominate, but it's very much afraid of the people it's dominating.
Thank you. crusted over like a weather vane. I grew up, everything else just stayed the same. In Medford.
Okay, you did you pick up on the theme? Those of you who are following along the playlist probably have a much better sense of what I'm talking about those songs in that set. Also, those of you that heard me actually say, I was going to talk to you about Medford in that set. We just heard from, let's see, who did we, man, oh man, lots of stuff here. Where is my collection? Why is this not in my collection? I'm looking up stuff I've downloaded in Bandcamp in order to get my crib notes here that I didn't write down. But I tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna tell you we just heard from George Kaplan. George Kaplan with a song called, you guessed it, Medford, off of his 2012 EP, Petty Romance. George is from St. Paul, Minnesota, and that is all I can tell you about him. But you can go to georgekaplan.org and find out all the rest that I never bothered to. Prior to that, we heard from Rob Blivion with Medford off of the single of his song Maggots from 2022. Rob Blivion, don't you know? He's from all the way out there in San Francisco, California. And again, that is all I know about him. You catching on how this works? Sometimes I just type a word in and try to find songs I like with that. Like Medford Marriott by Detour from the Hotel Rooms EP from 2017. There are a lot of bands out there called Detour, as it turns out, as I found out when I was trying to enter this into the system, but those guys are the one from Eugene, Oregon. Before that, we heard from Mr. Twin Sister with Medford off of the Mr. Twin Sister album from 2014. Mr. Twin Sister are from right down the road in New York City. And we opened up that set with Chris Thornburg with Medford off of Halage, 13 White Letters from 2019 on the Mimicry label. And that does it for the Medford set. The reason... Okay, exciting stuff. You are at the time and the place, the right time, man. Let me tell you, dear listener, Medford is what it's all about right now. First of all, I don't know if you heard the big news that we just got, the announcement that Deep Cuts will be opening in about a month in the middle of Medford with a 240-person performance venue with a whole amazing lineup of bands booked there. I have been in Medford for 13 years, and it is surreal to me that music is even allowed in Medford. It is a big time. I mean, like, just in the past 6 months, we've already had Medford Brewing open up with them having live music, and more stuff is coming. It's just like, finally. Anyway, that's part one of the Medford news. Part number two is I am going to read you a PSA here that I wrote myself. Medford Porch Fest is coming on June 3rd at long last, the first ever Porch Fest here in WMFO's hometown of Medford. Hits porches, driveways, and yards around the city on Saturday, June 3rd, with a rain date of Sunday, June 4th. Homes and businesses around Medford will host live music performances from 12 noon to 5 p.m. free of charge and open to all. With a wide variety of acts spanning genres and neighborhoods, Porch Fest will bring the talent of our diverse city out into the open air while inviting neighbors out to meet, celebrate, and bring our city a little closer together. Artists and hosts may sign up through May 21st. For registration and more info, visit Medford Porch Fest, medford.porchfest.info, or Medford Porch Fest on Facebook or Instagram. A message from the Medford Porch Fest Organizing Committee and WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. I'm also supposed to tell you, here as we race towards the top of the hour, that we have a donations drive going on. And you, my dear listener, might have noticed that I was not here 2 weeks ago, and that was because all of our equipment keeps breaking. Oh, my God. So, what are we going to do about it? Well, we're going to keep buying new equipment so we get ahead of this problem rather than being constantly reacting. And one of the ways we do that is through our donations drive. You can drop right on down to WMFO.org, and there's a giant button right there that says click here for more info, and you can click on it. You will get some information there. Pictures of merchandise that I kind of actually like this year. I've never minced words about how I felt. Oh, maybe I minced words a little, but man, some of the stuff we had in the past, not so great. Cool stuff. Cool t-shirt, cool sweatshirt, cool mug. Depending on how much you give, $20 mug, $25 t-shirt, $40 hoodie. Tier 4 at $80, the swag gift box, and at $100, you can record your own station ID. Oops, and I have out-talked my bed music. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey. What's going on there? So, this is important, though, because what we need to do is, like I said, is just cover ourselves for these eventualities when they come up, which they have come up a lot. You know what? To heck with the bed music. All I'm going to say is drop on right down there. There's a link, and there's some instructions. You're going to have to pick a few things from the menu in order to get there. Your donation, of course, is tax deductible. Thank you for supporting WMFO. And now, my friends, back to the music.
Arlington.
There's beautiful people in the bar tonight. Not much of a looker. She does all right. He says he's an outlaw, and he always scores. They all have a motto.
Arlington.
Oops. I continue to figure out our new CD player setup. Anyway, quickly, you just heard from Unrest with God Gave Rock and Roll to Us from the 1993 Dutch East India sampler by this used compact disc. Prior to that, we heard from Sebado with Weed Against Speed from Pharmacy from back in 1996. And we open up that short set with Emmett Swimming with Arlington from 1996 off their album Arlington in Boston. I was actually in Arlington, Washington, all that area, and man, oh man, does that song ring true for that place and so many other suburbs of the week like the one we're in right now, Medford, Mass. Thank you so much for tuning in here to another hour of In You All Along on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network. I will see you right back here in 2 weeks.